Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
It's Natoya Nanette.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
All right. Natoya, Shireen's going to take care of you now, okay? You both have a good one.
You
bye
too.
Bye now.
Okay.
Hi, Natoya. How are you today?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, my son.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And is your son still with us?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Does your son have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I am so, so sorry to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? What is your son's date of birth?
It's August the 18th, 2012.
2020?
2012.
2012, okay. So that makes your son 12 years old now, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what was the date that he was diagnosed with NEC?
September the 10th, 2012.
Okay. And was he diagnosed while still in the hospital, or did he leave and come back?
No, while he was in the hospital.
Okay. Was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
After the doctor gave him the formula.
Okay. And how long after being fed the formula was your son diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
This is within 7 days.
Okay. And then what brand of formula do you remember?
It was the Similac NeoSure.
Okay. All right. And what was the name of the facility where your son was diagnosed and born?
At the Houston Methodist Hospital.
And what city is that?
Houston, Texas.
You said Houston, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
So is it East Houston Medical Center?
No, it's Houston Methodist Hospital in the Medical Center in Houston, Texas.
Okay, Houston Medical. Okay, so I have Houston Methodist Hospital located at 6565 Fanine Street in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, this is where he was born and diagnosed, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your son?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many weeks were you when you gave birth to your son?
I was 32 weeks.
32 weeks, okay. And then did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
While he was still in the hospital.
Okay, thank you. And then if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay, and can you spell your son's first name?
M-E-L-V-I-N.
And his last name?
Douglas. D-O-U-G-L-A-S. UGLAS Jr.
Okay.
JR.
Okay. And then can I get his social, please?
It's 0811110118.
Okay. And then for your first name, I have Natoya.
Yes.
And then is your last name Nanette?
Yes.
Okay, so Nanette.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And can I get your date of birth?
3/12/1985.
Okay, and can I get your social, please?
467-716463.
Thank you so much. And then for your email, I have nvalier93@gmail.com.
Yes.
And for your phone number, I have 786-786-0987. Is that correct?
No, it's 346-537-9446.
Okay, say that one more time. I'm sorry. This is your phone number, correct?
Yes, it's 346-537-9446.
9446. Okay, and is that your cell or your home number?
My cell.
Okay, and then can I get your current full address?
It's 2605 R-E-E-D Road, R-D, apartment 3112, Houston, Texas, 77051.
All right, can you spell the name for, I'm sorry, can you spell the street name for me, please?
R as in rabbit, E as in Eric, E as in E, D as in dog, Road.
So I have 2605 Reed Road, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And then what did you say the apartment number was again?
3112.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for being patient with me. I really appreciate it. So I have 2605 Reed Road, apartment 3112 in Houston, Texas, zip code 77051.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show you or the power of attorney over your son, such as birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then your name on your son's birth certificate, is it also Natoya Nanette?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And I just want to confirm your child was born prematurely?
Yes.
And your child was born in the state of Texas, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your son's birth weight?
It was 4 pounds and 5 ounces.
4 pounds, 5 ounces, okay. And then I just want to confirm your, or was your son diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the date that he went into the NICU? Was it the day that he was born?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the date that he left the NICU?
This short date was January the 3rd, 2010.
January 3rd, 2013 is when he first left the NICU?
Yes, that's his discharge date.
Okay. And that was the first time he left the hospital, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the date that your son started using the formula? Was it the day he was born as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when, what day did he stop using the formula? Was it the day that he was diagnosed, or was it after or before?
The day he was diagnosed.
So September 10th, 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
And what would you say is the time between usage and the injury? So what was the time between your son using the formula and then getting diagnosed with NEC? Was it a couple weeks, a couple days?
Yeah, like a couple weeks.
A couple weeks? If you had to estimate how many weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
I mean, like 14, it was like 14 days after using the formula.
Okay, I'll put down 14 days. And then I just want to confirm, your son was fed formula in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or darker bloody stools?
Yeah, he was green vomiting, bloody stools, stomach pain, and also breathing issues.
Okay. So he had green vomit, a swollen red or tender belly, and diarrhea, and bloody stool?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And then I just want to confirm, do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm out of town at the moment.
No worries. And then if you were to provide these medical records, would you be able to do it by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to the NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assistive ventilation, Penrose drain? Exploratory laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay. And then did he have any ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
No.
No? Okay. And then the facility that he was diagnosed and treated, was at the hospital that he was born at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor?
Yes, Dr. Nevia Miller.
Dr. Nevia Miller?
Uh-huh. N-A-V-A Miller.
And is that the same doctor that treated him as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. We are almost done. All right, so I just want to confirm for the doctor that diagnosed and treated your son, Dr. Nava Miller, located at Houston Methodist Hospital. Address is 6565 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030. Mm-hmm. And for the facility phone number, I have 713-790-3311. Mm-hmm. Does that sound correct? Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And then what date was your son last treated for NEC-related issues?
The last date was in around September.
September what month?
Around
what
September.
Year?
Oh, 2012.
2012? Would you say the beginning of the month, the end of the month, the middle of the month?
The end of the month.
So like roughly around the 30th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes that you would like to add in regards to your son?
No, ma'am, not at this moment.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that lives with you or doesn't live with you?
She lives with me.
Okay. And who is this person to you? What is the relationship you have?
My oldest.
Your oldest child?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get their phone number, please?
Yes.
Hello, Natoya, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for her number.
Okay, no worries. And then you guys have the same address, is that correct?
Okay, yes. Yes, ma'am, same address.
Okay.
Her number is 346-613-7134.
Okay, and can you spell her first name for me?
It's G-E-N-E-S-I-S. V as in Victor, A-L-I-E-R. What in the world?
If you need a minute, let me know.
Oh, no, her name. I gave it to you. It's
okay.
G-E-N-E-S-I-S.
Okay.
V as in Victor, A-L-I-E-R.
Okay. Alrighty. So with that being said, what I'm going to go ahead and do, Natoya, I'm going to go ahead and read all the information to you to make sure I have everything correct. With that being said, if I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Alright. So your son was diagnosed with NEC. He was diagnosed roughly around September 10th, 2012. He was diagnosed after being fed formula, and he was born and diagnosed at Houston Methodist Hospital, located at 6565 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030. He was fed Similac in the hospital, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of your son. You were roughly around 32 weeks at the time of birth, and your son was diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital. I have your son's date of birth as August 18, 2012, which makes him now 12 years old. Your son's first name is Melvin, spelled M-E-L-V-I-N. Last name Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Jr., J-R. I have his social as 081-11-0118. I have your first name as Natoya, spelled N-A-T-O-Y-A, last name Nanette, N-A-N-E-T-T-E. I have your social as 467-71-6463, and I have your date of birth as March 12, 1985. I have your email as nvalier93@gmail.com, and I have your cell phone number as 346-537-9446. And I have your current address as 2605 Reed Road, apartment 3112 in Houston, Texas, zip code 77051. I have your name on your son's birth certificate as Natoya Nanette. I have your son's NICU admission dates as the day he was admitted, August 18, 2012, up till January 3, 2013. Your son's birth weight was 4 pounds and 5 ounces. The date that your son started using the formula was August 18, 2012, and the date that he stopped using the formula was the day that he was diagnosed, which is September 10, 2012. I have the last time your son was treated for NEC-related issues roughly around September 30th, 2012, and I have the diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Nava Miller, located at Houston Methodist Hospital, address 6565 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030, and I have the facility phone number as 713-790-3311, and I have your emergency contact as your oldest child that lives with you. The address is 2605 Reed Road, apartment 3112 in Houston, Texas, zip code 77051. And I have the name as Genesis Valier. Genesis spelled G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Last name V-A-L-I-E-R. Phone number I have is 346-613-7134. Does that sound correct? Hello, Natoya, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I said that's correct.
Okay. Anything you'd like me to change?
No, ma'am. Everything
okay.
is correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. Just give it about maybe 15 seconds or so. You should get a text with these documents from a DocuSign number. Or I should say DocuSign on the number. Okay, you should have just received the text now. Let me know once you receive the text, okay?
Yeah, I just received it.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. It's going to prompt you for a couple signatures. So just click on it, and then it's going to ask you to agree to the terms and conditions or allow for electronic signature. So you'll hit agree or start. And then it's going to prompt you to do a couple signatures. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. It's going to be a 949 number. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be my main point of contact, okay?
Okay. Okay. I did it.
Okay, let me go ahead and look. See on my end. All right, perfect. So with that being said, Natoya, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I know it's very difficult to talk about because it's not only a physical battle for your son, but a mental battle for you as well. So I do want to thank you for sharing everything with me. With that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. So with that being said, just be on the lookout for their call. They're not going to be able to get started on the case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. If you need anything at all, I did text you from that 949 number, which is my main point of contact. So you can reach me there. If for any reason I need to reach you, I will be reaching you from that 949 number. And then we can kind of go from there. But again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm happy to hear that your son's doing better.
You're good. Straight. Okay. We're going to fall out. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're going to fall, girl.